HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, is a nonprofit advocacy organization that advocates homeschooling by protecting homeschooling families and equipping them to provide the best educational experience for their children. They safeguard homeschoolers' freedom and secure the future of home education. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Kevin Bowden with HSLDA, and he is part of their legal team, serving as Director of Legal and HSLDA International. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Kevin, what exactly is HSLDA, and why was it founded?
Yeah, so HSLDA stands for, it's an acronym, so it's Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and it was founded back in 1983 when homeschooling was probably at best questionable in the minds of many officials or state attorneys general regarding the legality of homeschooling in any of the 50 states. And so Homeschooling Legal Defense Association was founded by Mike Smith and Mike Ferris with the work of unifying families and making homeschooling explicitly legal across the country.
What are the biggest legal challenges that homeschoolers are facing today?
You know, one of the issues is just not everybody understands exactly what homeschooling is. So a homeschool graduate, for example, may encounter a situation where a work employer or a college or a trade school or even a military recruiter doesn't know what homeschooling is. It doesn't fit squarely into maybe the box that they're used to seeing. And so they ask increased questions about what it is and if it's valid and is this transcript really legal. So those are battles that we face on behalf of members. We routinely do policy work across the country to ensure that there's not kind of added burdens or regulations on homeschoolers. And then, of course, the flip side of that would be to work to tear down any existing regulations that may be there that just basically are unnecessary or unneeded barriers that a parent may face when they want to start to homeschool or continue to homeschool their child. And there's a whole host of examples, even from this year, last year, and previous years on just a lot of the policy work that needs to be done for home education.
So are there any particular proposed laws or regulations that homeschool parents should be paying attention to right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it depends on where you live, you know, whether there may be a current law pending that's going to impact you or not. But, you know, I'll give you just a flavor of some of the things that have come up. You know, recently, you know, shortly before the new year, there was a bill out of the state of New Jersey that would require annual, basically a health and wellness check with a public school official. And that bill would have required any homeschool child to basically be examined. That was one piece of legislation. There was lots of media attention surrounding a bill out of Illinois last year, which would have provided criminal penalties for a parent who failed to file paperwork with respect to their homeschooling. You know, I talked about New Jersey on the other coast, Washington State. We heard there was a piece of legislation, 6261 was the bill number that would have added paperwork requirements and required a homeschool family only to submit an education plan even before they're of compulsory school age. And so, you know, it can be really varied on what we're dealing with and where it comes from. But, you know, suffice it to say, there's a lot of vigilance that is always required. And it seems like a lot of work that always needs to be done, both to guard against encroachments of homeschool freedom and then try to advance it and tear down some of the unnecessary regulations that are still out there.
No, I know as a former homeschool parent in New York State, we were required to turn in quarterly reports as well as do some testing. I know it can vary from state to state, but when there are issues with a particular school district, how do you guys step in and help with that?
Well, we do it a lot, you know, as you know from New York. I mean, New York is one of the, you know, more complicated places just with what is required. And a lot of what we do is multifaceted. Sometimes it's helping a parent understand what the law requires, and perhaps an official is asking for something that the law does require and does allow. And, you know, maybe the parent doesn't like that. And we help them understand that, okay, you know, we can work to change the law, but we're going to comply with the law as it stands. Sometimes it's helping a school official or even an administration, a superintendent, understand what the law says and that they can't demand more than the law actually requires. Sometimes a school official might demand paperwork early, say, okay, well, the requirement is, I'll make something up, you got to turn something in by the 1st of October. And the school says, well, we're requiring you to turn it in by the 1st of September. And if you don't do so, we're going to take legal action. well, you know, obviously you can't do that. And then issues recently, you know, I don't know if you've seen, but we have recently dealt with a school district out of Pennsylvania that was requiring a certain piece of paperwork that the family had to submit that wasn't required by law. And we actually, using the judicial system, take the district to court. Eventually we settled the case, but it became clear that what the district was asking for was not required by law. And the parents didn't want to submit it. And so we stepped in and helped them navigate that situation so that they weren't required to turn in personal and private information that the law didn't require.
So becoming a member of HSLDA, what would you say are some of the benefits outside of stepping in legally?
You know, what I think of when I'm a homeschooler, you mentioned, you've got a homeschool background yourself. I think about what type of homeschool freedom my children will have if they go to home educate. And what am I doing to contribute to that? What our members allow us to do is to be vigilant, to pay attention across all 50 states, to pay attention to state legislatures, to protect against the discrimination of a homeschool graduate that occurs. What I think of the biggest benefit that a member would get from being a member is their partnership with 90,000 plus other like-minded people across the country and world to say, I want to be a part of protecting and advancing and defending homeschool freedom, both now for myself and also for generations to come. And I would invite folks to, you know, if you're familiar with us, great. You know, check us out a little bit more. If you're a member already, we're so thankful for you. And if you're hearing us for the first time, you know, go to our site, check us out. And if you've got questions, you know, we got a way to get those answered. And we would appreciate your consideration. The website is hslda.org. But at the end of the day, you know, our hope is to defend homeschool freedom for you and for your kids, for your grandkids, and do the work that we do.
We appreciate it. Again, my guest is Kevin Bowden, the Director of Legal and HSLDA International for HSLDA. Kevin, thanks for sharing with us the benefits of connecting with your organization as a homeschool parent. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's truly an honor.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.